Hello, respective viewers, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel. Please like the video at the end if you appreciate it, and indeed subscribe on Patreon, donate in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. So there's been much speculation that Reform United Kingdom and the Conservative Party will either form an electoral pact or actually merge. Is this going to happen? Short answer, I don't think so. What would happen if it transpired? Well, these are two different things, being a complete amalgamation or indeed just some sort of electoral pact. And obviously, Nigel Farage is the leader of Reform UK. He's been perhaps the most famous face of the Eurosceptic movement in the United Kingdom for three decades now. And he's had the inestimable pleasure of meeting me on a few occasions. Though Farage is certainly enthusiast's base, he's toxic to over 50% of the UK population. Methinks that Reform has sort of reached their ceiling at 30%. I mean, quite a high ceiling. Remember, Labour won an election just slightly more than that. Now, midterm blues, it could be put down to that, but this is very early. It's only 6 months into this parliament, and Labour's doing very, very badly. Incidentally, what I think will happen next time is Labour narrowly win with a small majority, say 20 seats. The Reform UK come just behind the Conservatives, a bit like Labour and the Social Democratic Party 1983. So even though there are only a few percentage points behind the Tories, Reform UK way fewer seats. Would get so sort of 15% of the vote and 15 seats or something like that, and the Conservatives get over 200. We shall see. So some people are saying, should they work together? Suella Braverman, remember she's Home Secretary under the last Conservative government, dismissed by Rishi Sunak for saying there was two-tier policing. And she points out, if you take the Conservative vote share, 24%, with the Reform UK vote share of 14%, you know, that's 38%. You can win with that amount. Look, that's more than Labour got. Labour got 34%. Cameron won with 35%. Blair won a clear majority with 35%, and all the rest of it. But this fails to take account of a number of factors. Yes, it's true. About 50% of people who voted Reform United Kingdom last time voted Conservative in 2019. But that's partly because of Brexit. The Conservatives had a crystal clear, simple policy: withdraw from the European Union, right? And so that's why they won over a lot of Eurosceptic voters who would otherwise vote Labour, Liberal Democrat, not at all, or whatever, or indeed for the Brexit Party. I remember the Brexit Party was made by those who decamped from the UK Independence Party, which Farage was in for like over 20 years. UKIP still exists, but is absolutely minuscule. So would they put the two together and call themselves Reform Conservative, something like this? I don't think so, because the other half of Reform UK will never vote Conservative. They didn't vote Conservative even in the Tories' best result for 40 years. So they would otherwise vote Labour, Liberal Democrat, not vote at all, and so on. They're particularly older, less educated, white working class people in Eastern England, in rural and suburban areas. So dying off, I mean, not fast, but their average age of their voters quite high. And their turnout would usually be quite low. So they've managed to get through to people who don't normally vote. How much they can sustain this? I doubt they can keep their bandwagon going for a decade. But, you know, they're not to be sneezed at. Still a significant force. Will get in the dozens of council seats this forthcoming local elections, if they're not delayed this coming May, as it looks like they will be. Anyway, I don't think it would work, because it would cause some people to quit the Conservatives. You've got to look at the floating voters. That's about 30% of people who've got no fixed allegiance, who vote allegiance, vote Labour, Conservative, Liberal Democrat, Green, not vote at all, Labour, then Conservative, then Lib Dem, then SNP, or whatever. And because there's so many, 30%, that's why there's such volatility, and minor parties can do quite well. So you go back to, say, the 60s and 70s, the floating voters were only about 10% of the electorate, which is why there's several elections where the result was very close. If you can win over all those 30% of floating voters, you win the election. Even in a small party like the Lib Dems, getting about 10% on average, plus another 30 percentage points, up to 40%, that's a clear win. Now, you never get them all. Even to get them half is quite well. Two-thirds is huge. So the Conservatives, supposing they picked up all those Reform UK voters who voted in 2019, came back, that's another 7 percentage points. But the Conservatives would lose something similar, and they would put off so many floating voters who wouldn't come back. To win next time, the Conservatives need everybody who voted for them before to vote for them again, plus quite a few more. And that includes some people who voted Labour, some people who voted Liberal Democrat, and so forth. So the Conservatives have got their work cut out. Now, an electoral pact would say, If there's a sitting Conservative MP with a marginal seat, say one at Bellesse and 10 percentage points of the electorate, that Reform UK would not field a candidate against her or him. Or suppose that the Liberal Democrat held seat, whoever's best placed to unseat this person, Reform UK or Conservative, only that party would try. Now, you can't do that, just have a single candidate between the two. Or you have paper candidates and make no effort. But that largely happens anyway. I spoke to a Conservative candidate who stood in 2017 in a safe Labour seat. He did virtually no campaigning. He was ordered by the Conservative Party to help a colleague in an adjacent seat where the Conservatives really did stand the chance and put all your effort in there. So I think that which is not to run candidates. Remember, the Liberal Democrats had some sort of pact with Plaid Cymru and the Greens in 2019, an anti-Brexit pact, didn't pan out very well for them. So a lot of Tory grandees would be aghast at this. Farage has said he wants to annihilate the Conservative Party. Some people think he wants to take it over. He's too Trumpist. I remember Trump nauseates a lot of people. Only 20% of people in the United Kingdom are pro-Trump. You know, he's not even very popular in the Conservative Party. Okay, they cheer him to the echo in Reform UK. So I don't see a merger happening or an electoral pact, probably not officially. There would be a move against Kemi Badenoch's leadership. She did. It would be a big admission of failure that they can't win without them coming back. So Suella Braverman, I think, is erroneous in her analysis. She might even jump ship and defect to Reform UK, thinking she can be a very big fish in that quite small pond. Could she one day be the leader? Now, Reform UK has never been led by a woman, and OK, it was only founded in like 2019, and never by a non-white person. So she'd be a prominent non-white person. They're also accused of racialism, and she'd be a good alibi for them, just like the Conservative Party. So the first major British political party to be led by a non-white person, the Conservative Party, having Rishi Sunak and now Kemi Badenoch, the first person of African extraction to lead a major political party, perhaps any political party in the United Kingdom. So that really is a breakthrough. And Labour's well behind. The last four Labour leaders are all straight white males from North London. They're not really from North London. Jeremy Corbyn, he was from Shropshire, you know, Newport, but okay, grew up in North London. Well, was in North London all his adult life, or likewise, Sir Keir Starmer's from Surrey, but lived in North London for like 30 odd years. So I don't think it would work for either of them. I think it would be close to disastrous. They might, the Conservative Party, if they merge with Reform UK, they might go up a few percentage points to 30%, something like that. Reform UK, some of their voters will die off. Some of them, it was a yelp of pain, a one-off protest vote, but they detest Labour more than the Conservatives. So some of them will say, we'll never go back to the Conservatives because, you know, they've let us down. They've broken all their promises, as Farage said. It was the fifth manifesto in a row in which Conservatives vowed to cut immigration. They've increased it every single time. Increased it enormously last time. Thank you for watching the channel, everybody. Goodbye.